Woods, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Super fantastic here. You've been able to make your way through all this wind out there?
Well, yeah, my body type isn't exactly made for aerodynamics. Maybe my hairstyle. Everything else, yeah, it's a little windy. I didn't have to sweep the front sidewalk today. On campus, I think.
Well, here we go. Hey, big news from Emporia Main Street. Tell us about this over $12,000 science discovery grant, Casey.
Well, it's part of a two-step grant project, which may bring an additional $25,000 to town. And we're really excited about the Science Discovery on Main grant process through Main Street America and the Simons Foundation. Basically, we have been working with Emporia State University and the Peterson Planetarium on a project that they have worked out to create a solar system model that is to scale, that would start on campus and extend all the way through downtown and beyond. I think Pluto, which we include because, you know, if, we demoted Pluto.
Yeah, I know.
And then things, you know, in the world haven't gone as well as we thought they probably should have. Who knows, when you, you know, disrespect the Roman god of death, that bad things happen. But lots of different planets and the asteroid belt represented in these freestanding sort of models from campus all the way, I think, Neptune is on the Cottonwood River. So we're excited about moving forward with that process with Emporia State University and the planetarium. But this will open up a conduit to other types of funding and interest in the area that are more science or math based. So we're excited about what the future holds for that. And we're excited that Kansas received a grant. We were the only community in the state that received a grant. I think there were 12 communities nationally. So we're excited about that. There was a variety of other sorts of activities that took place this past week. We announced our Turnbull Facade Grant awardees, named after, of course, Mike Turnbull, a longtime supporter of a variety of different initiatives, including Emporia Main Street. So RCIL in the 600 block and Toso Eye Care in the 800 block will be recipients of $5,000 each for facade improvements. The Community Development Block Grant was announced for 417 Commercial, so we're excited for that redevelopment. We also received an announcement that will be part of, I think, 18 communities nationwide that are part of the New Market crowdfunding platform to help businesses start or expand through crowdfunding mechanisms. So we're super excited about that, and we'll be releasing more information on that here pretty quickly. We'll have a grand opening for Midwest Mama on March 22nd at 1107 Commercial Street. So great to see another new business pop up downtown. St. Patrick's Day, the 15th, from 11 to midnight, we'll have different pub crawl activities. The CCA will open at noon. So that will be something that's new for that. And, of course, the St. Patrick's Day Committee, make sure you're supporting them. Their parade is at 1 p.m. Lots of other things that are coming up with Show of Hands on March 27th, the Taste on April 12th, and then the rest of April just looks like a blur. So
there it
all
is.
Sorts of different things going on in Emporia Main Street.
You know, the blurring just never ends in Emporia Main Street. It is just a blur.
It just picks up
just
speed.
Just a blur.
Yeah.
All right. And congratulations on a great auction, too. Dueling pianos, they were awesome.
Well, and thank you for all of your help with that.
Loved it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day, Casey.
You too.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, 657. There's the lunch bell. School lunch menus brought to you by our good friends at Citizens State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Let's go to William Allen White School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
On Wednesday, the 5th, we will be having hamburger on a bun, mini corn dogs, baked beans, cherry tomatoes, and applesauce. For breakfast, we'll be having breakfast burrito, fruit, juice, or milk. My name is Cora, and I am from William Allen White.
And the School Lunch Menu is brought to you by Citizen State Bank, and thank you very much. A very good job on that Citizen State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. 657.
Recently at my daughter's rec basketball game, my six-year-old son asked if he could grab a basketball at halftime and go put up some shots. I told him that I didn't think he was allowed to do that, but he persisted. After a bit, I told him that he could go ask the referee for a ball if he really wanted to, but I wasn't really expecting the decision to go in his favor. To my surprise, the ref not only gave him a ball, but rebounded for him until the teams came back onto the court. My son came back to his seat, beaming. If he hadn't asked, he wouldn't have gotten to shoot. Which prompts the question, how many of my requests have gone unfulfilled because I simply haven't voiced them to my Heavenly Father? Our God is generous, and we know that if we ask for anything in His name, He'll give it to us. Do you need something? Ask your Father. This is Jordan Steinman with 12th Avenue Baptist Church. For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is brought to you by Pete Euler, your state.